The miners at Eureka struck out against British imperial authority, swore to defend the flag of the Southern Cross as a distinctively Australian symbol, and hinted at the possibility that Australia might reluctantly need to become independent of Britain. Radical nationalist historians, such as R.S. Ross in Eureka, Freedom's Fight of 54, 1914, Robin Gollan in his Radical and Working Class Politics, and to some extent Manning Clark in A History of Australia, have produced more heroic versions of Eureka, seeing it as one of the first important statements of Australian nationalism, and as perhaps the first great event in the emergence of the labour movement. An important strand of this interpretation has stressed the Irish presence at Eureka, a theme in C.H. Curry's 1954 The Irish at Eureka and in John Maloney's 1984 narrative account, Eureka. Literary writing from the 1880s tended also to reproduce a nostalgic and heroic account of Eureka.